Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hawks getting ready to host Charlotte tonight after a double overtime loss to Miami last night. And Trae Young might play tonight. The question is, should he? Had surgery on his left pinky. Now, that's going to affect his handle more than anything else, his dribbling ability. I wonder how much that's what I'm going to be really fascinated to see. Luckily, I have really good seats tonight. I'll be able to get a nice up-close view of how that pinky does tonight if he does, in fact, play.
Yeah, look, we talked about it off air a little bit here, Rob. I think you're going to have him and want to have him. You're going to need to have him if you're going to make any sort of run in the play-in rounds, or certainly if you're going to face Boston. And I understand how it's looked in regards to what the team has accomplished without Trae Young versus what they were doing with Trae Young. But last night, a 117-111 double overtime loss to the Miami Heat, and a bucket in overtime, an extra bucket in regulation, and you're able to find a way to win. And I mentioned it. This team was 10 of 46 from three.
That's not very good.
And that simply is not going to be enough.
We could go out and do that. Maybe 7 of 46.
I played last weekend. I shot about 50%. I don't know if it was NBA range. But with the pressure on, if I had to, I don't know if I'm hitting 10 out of 50.
No.
I don't know if I'm hitting 10 out of 50. It's really about if you get hot, right? Like as an amateur shooter, because you can just have, like, for a quick stretch, you just feel it, and you hit, like, three or four in a row.
The rim looks like a big old bucket, as MJ famously said.
Do you get some lucky bounces? Do you maybe bank one in on accident? That's how you get – that's how one of us would get to 10 out of 46. But these guys are pros. Some of these shots were open. Some of them were not, by the way. But to me, it just – down the stretch, you need to create offense. And I understand the team looks better defensively without Trae. I understand that the ball's moving a little bit more without Trae.
More people involved,
However you want to detail it, however you want to defend it to yourself, that's fine. They need offense. And in a game where one bucket nets you a win, you needed offense. And I don't know. I feel like tonight would be a good night for him to come back. Both teams are on a back-to-back. Luka Doncic just tore up Charlotte last night. He scored 21 points in the first quarter. Yeah. He had made 5 threes, I think, in the first quarter. He was tearing them up. So, you know, this is a team that's maybe not overly interested in playing defense either. So, you know, bring Trae in and let him go. The question is, to what extent are you don't start? Do you start him tonight? If he's able to play.
Yeah, why not?
Is there a minutes restriction? Remember, you're probably down Jalen Johnson based what we saw from the ankle last night.
Yeah. Maybe.
I like the idea.
25, 30 minutes maybe tonight?
I like the idea of letting the team get into rhythm and with DeJounte running it to start.
And then bringing him off the bench.
And seeing if you can hold that rhythm. And then the game after, he starts. And maybe he can get to that. You see what I'm saying? Like, I have this big topic I'm going to do on my show tomorrow night. In the basis...
Abe TL?
Yeah. Well, 92.9 The Game tonight featuring the Abe TL. That's right. we ask and we project the idea that NFL quarterbacks are much more benefited by sitting and learning and watching for a little bit of time. Not every quarterback is afforded that opportunity, right? Bryce Young had to start.
I wonder what the actual truth is behind that. It sounds good in principle. I'm sure it's benefited some guys, but sometimes just baptism by fire. Throw them in the water, swim or die also.
I'm not saying it's reality. I'm saying there's a premise of an appearance that guys benefit. Yeah. We talk about Jordan Love. You talk about Patrick Mahomes for a year. I mean, you can run through the list of guys, even if it's for half of a season or part of a season that sat and watched and learned. And the question I have, and I'm going to deep dive it tomorrow night, is there any opportunity that Trae Young has actually learned by sitting on the sidelines for 25 games or whatever the number ended up being?
Learned what precisely?
A lot of different things. Weaknesses in his game, how to improve incorporating his teammates.
That's a good question.
The offensive flow. Has he been able to see something that Quinn has been trying to get him to do that maybe he wasn't doing? Is there an advancement by viewing?
What, as far as what, basketball IQ maybe? Not just going on sheer talent?
I don't want to use the term, but like understanding the process.
Yeah. Maybe, but how engaged was he in watching games
when
he wasn't?
And if, by the way, if that happens, can he actually input that into his game? Or will that
that's
be erased when he gets on the floor?
Intellectually get it, to intellectually understand it, and to physically apply it.
To see that
things.
It might work and actually making it work are not the same thing.
Yeah, it just makes me wonder, big picture, what's going to happen in the offseason. This is going to be a fascinating offseason for the Hawks.
It definitely is. And look,
because he and Jonte Murray have zero chemistry on the floor together. We've that's been established.
Is there a way to make it work? Whether you're talking about their time on the floor together is minimalized.
Right.
Is there a way to make it work? And I'll say this, like, because this is where I do place blame on Trae Young. And I'm sure there are people who are going to tweet at me and say, you don't know what you're talking about, you're wrong. The way this should have worked, and it very clearly won't, is that Trae became off ball guard. His shooting abilities should have allowed him to become one of the best two guards in the league.
And his dad has always been saying how he played off ball all the time at Oklahoma.
Well, it didn't happen here in the league. I think
league.
We've seen he would have had fair opportunity without the ball in his hands with DeJounte running point. DeJounte had a triple-double last night, 13 assists. He spreads the ball around. The offense flows. The offense moves.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.